Hello and welcome. This is my first reflective journal for my senior year. This is the fall semester. I'm Colin Foley. It is September 2nd. Today we're going to be talking about a little how I feel different as a senior athletic training student and what has helped me so far, and also what has continued to be a hindrance. So here we go. So how do you feel different as a senior athletic training student? It's sort of, at first I didn't really feel different. It was more different as in I didn't have someone above me. So it was weird being top dog. But also with that, I've also felt like it's more my responsibility just to take on certain things, not to to let my preceptors have to do everything, obviously. But to really engage myself, because ultimately, sitting there, I'm going to be potentially in their position, taking everything on the chin, making my executive decisions and things like return to play, injuries, just overall being a better student, because ultimately I'm going to be practicing clinically potentially at the start of May. So what has helped you so far? I guess it's that ambition to want to be better overall clinically, because ultimately, the way I learn, or think I learn, if I ask what, when, how, stuff like that, of when hands-on stuff, I learn it better. So when I take tests, it's just natural, and I'm like, oh, I remember when I did this. So that has helped me. And what something that has continued to just bring me down, I guess, as an athletic training student, I guess it would just be burnout. Sometimes you just go through the motions because you have to get X amount of hours a week, or you have to get that semester minimum of 150. But really, it's just how much you want to put into it. So just don't get burnout. Enjoy it, use it as a learning experience, get as much as you can out of it, because right now, the liability and stuff isn't on me, and it's my turn to get as much experience as possible. So that's really how I feel. And also, how has your growth as an athletic training student influenced your interactions with patients and preceptors? I guess the growth is just the overall comfort level and just a building relationship with your patient and preceptor. As you get more comfortable with your patients and your preceptors, you're able to do more things, and you're just more comfortable. For instance, once you build those relationships with athletes, they trust you. Sometimes they don't trust the preceptors as much because they think of them as higher, or they're just scared because, oh, those are going to be the guys to make me sit out. So they don't really open up to you as much. One example is I saw an athlete, I can say the name obviously, but he was having hip problems. Ultimately ended up being a hip flexor. So my preceptor made the clinical executive decision to do a quick stretch and do a hip spica to help with that hip flexor. He didn't really say much, get much feedback from the athlete. I walked over there later because I knew the athlete, had a relationship with him, built that bridge, and he told me how it really felt. So that's a good thing there. Well, that's all I have today. Enjoy. Stay tuned for the next journal.